morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Saddle up. It's the 33rd annual Range Roundup hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Join us at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie August 25th and 26th for a night of fierce competition between the top hands of 12 historic Oklahoma ranches. Cheer them on as they are bucked and bruised fighting for another year of bragging rights. There's lots to do, including a farm and ranch trade show, kids dummy roping, and more. Plus, buying your ticket helps to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. So grab your hat and put on your boots for the 33rd annual Range Roundup. For more information or to buy tickets, visit okcattleman.org or call 405-235-4391.
It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell. Cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. The USDA in its weekly crop progress report indicated that crop conditions across the U.S. have improved over the last week, contrary to what the trade predicted it might do. Reading between the lines here, the numbers in this week's report has impacted markets negatively, driving commodity prices further down. Nationally, the U.S. corn crop condition is rated this week at 62% good to excellent, up 2 from a week ago. Down 1 in the fair category at 26%, and down 1 at 12% poor to very poor. The U.S. soybean condition is rated 59% good to excellent, down 1 from a week ago, up 1 at 29% in the fair category, and unchanged at 12% poor to very poor. Nationally, winter wheat harvest has reached 97% complete now, on par with this time last year, and ahead of the average by 1 point. In Oklahoma, corn dough has reached 68%, down 1 point from normal. Corn dented reached 27%, down 7 points from normal. In Kansas, dough was 70%, behind 75 last year and near 73 the average. Dented was 24%, near 27 last year, and behind 29 the average. Corn condition in the state rated 4% very poor, 11 poor, 30 fair, 44 good, and 11 excellent. In Texas, corn's condition is a bit better, rated at 80% good to excellent, 18 fair, and 2% poor to very poor. Corn dough is rated at 71% complete, trailing last year by 19 and the average by 14. Dented is rated 62%, with 58% of the crop mature and 42% harvested so far. Sorghum in Oklahoma is 65% headed, down 3 points from normal. Sorghum coloring has reached 38%, up 8 points from normal. And 2% of sorghum in the state has matured so far, down 3 points from normal. Overall, sorghum condition in the state is 48% good to excellent, 47% fair, and 5% poor to very poor. In Kansas, sorghum condition rated 1% very poor, 7 poor, 32 fair, 52 good, and 8 excellent. Sorghum headed was 65%, behind 80 last year, but near 64 the average. Coloring was 3%, behind 14 last year and 10 the average. And in Texas, sorghum condition in the state has improved since last week, now rated at 78% good to excellent, 18% fair, and 4% poor to very poor. 89% of the crop is headed right now, ahead of last year by 4 and above the average by 3 points. 68% of the crop, meanwhile, has reached the coloring stage, advancing from the previous week by 7. Remember to take a look at the complete state and national crop progress reports out from the USDA. Check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com.
You got farm news on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.